And across the border, Mexico City's mayor is fighting sexual harassment against women. The mayor is handing out plastic whistles. They're meant to scare off offenders in the public transportation system. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports officials are pushing ahead despite criticism and mockery.
Passengers deposit their 5.5 pesos into a coin slot as they board a bus at the Zapata Metro Station in the southern end of Mexico City. It's midday and the buses and subways are packed. The perfect condition for harassment, say women. Just ask around. Nearly everyone has a story.
Me quisieron agarrar por atrás.
They tried to grab me from behind, says 20-year-old Vanessa Sumano. Luckily, she was on the subway with her dad.
Sí, le dije a mi papá, oye, me están agarrando, y volteó y mi papá le soltó un puñetazo.
I said, Dad, they're grabbing me, says Sumano. Before she knew it, her dad turned around and punched the guy. 64-year-old Hilda Magaña Ramirez says it doesn't matter your age, the harassment is constant.
Si el camión va muy lleno, toda la gente viene atrás de nosotros molestando.
Especially when squished like sardines in the subway. The men come behind you and start grabbing, says Magaña, as a group of women listening to her nod in agreement. According to Mexico's National Statistics Institute, nearly 3 million sexual assaults occurred between 2010 and 2015. A recent survey by the city showed that 7 out of 10 female passengers were harassed on buses and subways. Earlier this week, city officials boarded one of the pink-colored women-only buses to spread the word about the whistles. Governmental Secretary Patricia Mercado Castro says it's time for women to speak out against the problem.
El silbato lo que sirve es para que las mujeres rompan el silencio, hagan ruido cuando alguien les está molestando en el transporte público.
The whistle is here to help women break the silence and make noise when someone harasses them, says Mercado. So far, it's critics of the whistle plan that have been making the most noise. Since he began handing out the whistles earlier this summer, the mayor has received a barrage of criticism on social media and in the press. One tweet asked if the mayor had future plans to distribute maracas to combat corruption, or was he going to pass out soccer fans' favorite noisemaker, the vuvuzela, to crack down on extortion. Jimena Soria of Jire, a women's reproductive choice group in Mexico City, says the problem needs more serious solutions.
The amount of violence against women doesn't deserve such a simple answer.
She says the city is putting the burden on women to protect themselves.
I don't think you should be responsible of carrying like a whistle around your neck so you'll be safe.
Soria says men need to be held responsible for their actions, and the macho culture that enables such harassment needs to change. City officials insist the whistles are just one part of a comprehensive plan to combat violence, which includes panic buttons in subways and buses and sensitivity training for police. For now, officials hope to distribute 500,000 whistles by December 1st. Vanessa Sumano, the 20-year-old business school student, says she'll use her whistle for sure.
Sí, no hay que quedarse calladas.
She says we can't remain quiet any longer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.